we'll wrap things up with our old friend Rex and Effects, Burlington Edison, and Anacortes, a Thursday night game. I'm sure Jeff always has some Friday night scores for us as well. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Dick. I do have some Friday night scores from up north here in just a moment, but I got to see a pretty good basketball team in the Anacortes boys last night, ranked number 7th in the state in the 2A and off to a 4-0 start here in the Northwest Conference 2A. Just a great bunch. They came off of a huge win over Linden on Tuesday night. That was extremely big for the guys. Anacortes coming away with that big win, 54-38. But last night, the Anacortes just got off to a huge start. First quarter, 24-7. I thought they were just going to run away with things with Burlington Edison. But give the Tigers some credit. Tigers themselves had a nice 15-point win over Bellingham on Tuesday. Got it within 10, actually a 9-point deficit for Burlington Edison at the half. Hung right in there. They were down 11 after three quarters and really hung in throughout this game, losing it by 12, 73-61. A very scrappy Burlington Edison effort last night, but a very talented young Anacortes team. You know, Anacortes was second to Clarkston last year in the 2A, but they lost most of those players. They graduated a young bunch, and they look like they're going to be pretty good as well.
Is this an Anacortes team that was supposed to be really good coming into the season? Could you kind of see this coming last year?
Yeah, you could. The few, Tristan Lowry, the young sophomore guard, he did get minutes last year. He looked very good. They do have David Rodriguez back at 6'4", senior forward, who was very key. He's kind of the lone key guy on last year's squad, and he's definitely stepping it up this year. And big Jacob South, he's still working along, but he's a big 6'6", big post, and he's got a big upside. So we saw it coming, but the win over Linden, though, was huge for these youngsters on Tuesday night. Linden, you know, ranked number two in the state, and just off to a great start again this year. Their only loss was that loss on Tuesday night to this Anacortes team. So we kind of saw it coming, though.
You got the Anacortes, you got Linden, you also have Squalicum. Tell me a little bit about Squalicum.
Oh, yeah, Squalicum, a very quick team. Not as big this year, but you know, their Dave Dixon coach, he does a great job, guard oriented. They've got Josiah Westbrook, a taller guard, gonna play receiver next year for the Cougars at 6'2". Demeek Mitchell, 5'10", quick guard. Also Darius Powell at 5'9", just three quick guards, and they are lighting it up. Ranked number 5th in the state. And actually Squalicum tonight did play, and they just took it to undermanned Bellingham, 70-25. Kind of a tough one for the Red Raiders, but Squalicum rolling so far this season. 10-2 overall, 3-1 in league play. They'll be right there with Linden, and it looks like Anacortes.
Beautiful. Anything else from tonight?
Yes, we do have Linden tonight bounce back strong over Meridian, 62-32. This is a boys' score. Unofficial score, it looks like Linden Christian boys, who are ranked number 1 in the 1A, took it to Seahome, 67-46. A couple of girls' scores. Linden girls, very strong again. They're 4th ranked, 56-46 winners over Meridian. And top ranked in the 1A, Linden Christian over Seahome tonight in girls' hoops, 56-28.
Thank you, my friend. I hope you had a great holiday season. I'm glad you're back.
Good. Hey, thanks, Dick.
You bet. We'll see you. That's Jeff Rex joining us up there in Mount Vernon.